Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Don't let the sunshine fool you. Just 36 degrees and windy outside in Pittsburgh today. Probably ought to keep the windows up on our Drive at 5 on this, the 20th day of March. 5:07, as authorities in Jeannette say they are still trying to determine the cause of a house fire that killed four children and their father early this morning. The latest information on that fire continues to come in as the four young children who were killed, one was 1 month old, a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and their 27-year-old father. Those are the victims: Tyler King, 27, Kyson John, 7, Kinsley John, 6, Keegan John, 3, and 1 month old Corbin John were all killed in the fire that broke out shortly after midnight in Westmoreland County last night. Crews were on scene for an hour and a half trying to control the fire. A mother and at least one other child also did manage to get out of the fire. They did manage to escape. Actually, she escaped with two other children out a second floor window with the help of a neighbor. Pittsburgh Technical College is to be put on probation, and accreditation could be very much at risk. According to the Post-Gazette, the latest blow for the 75-year-old North Fayette institution has been fighting controversy over concerns about its stability financially and its leadership. The accreditor, the Middle States Commission of Higher Education, said on its website that the college has provided insufficient evidence of compliance with standards related to ethics, finances, and governance. The college will remain accredited while on probation, the commission said, but must produce an extensive monitoring report by May 1st demonstrating efforts to regain compliance. Those efforts must include an explanation of PTC's fiscal management, given the school's heightened cash monitoring status, and assurances of quality of teaching, degree approvals, and personnel management. The school also has to provide a teach-out plan that would demonstrate the, quote, equitable treatment of students to complete their education if the commission were to withdraw accreditation, which could include partnerships with other institutions, according to the notice. Duquesne Light, which serves about 600,000 customers in Allegheny and Beaver County, is now asking for a rate increase. It would raise monthly bills by a little more than 6% next year if it is approved. The rate case, which has been filed with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, comes 3 years after Duquesne Light's previous request. would amount to an additional $101 million a year in revenue for the Pittsburgh-based company if granted in full. The utility says it needs more money to maintain and improve its poles, wires, substations, and other distribution infrastructure in the face of more extreme weather events and higher interest rates that drive up the costs of such work. Pittsburgh Regional Transit announcing a slew of rehabilitation projects for the county's light rail system. PRT saying in a news release today it's a multi-year rehabilitation effort that is going to cost about $150 million. The regional's light rail system, which we know as the T, includes about 26 miles of tracks running from the North Shore through downtown and into the neighborhoods of the South Hills. They're calling it an ambitious multi-year effort. Again, $150 million to improve the region's light rail infrastructure. PRT saying the effort combines multiple projects that were first intended to be completed separately. Combining, they say, will streamline operations, maximize efficiency, and minimize the disruption. The Federal Reserve today held its key federal funds interest rate at 5.5% for March as it continues to fight persistent inflation. It's the latest statement from the central bank and the Federal Open Market Committee. Noted that job gains remain strong, unemployment remains low, price growth remains elevated, even as it has cooled since peaking in 2022. As a result, the committee says it intends to keep the interest rate at the current level until it has more confidence inflation is on a sustained track toward 2%. A new type of bacteria found in 50% of colon cancers. Many of them have been very aggressive cases. That type of bacteria that causes dental plaque could be behind treatment-resistant forms of colorectal cancer. In the journal Nature, that study was published today. The bacterium, which appears to shield tumor cells from cancer-fighting drugs, was found in 50% of the tumors tested in the study. The discovery, according to experts, could pave the way for new treatments and potentially for new methods of screening. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States and is expected to kill more than 53,000 people in the nation, according to the American Cancer Society. Rates are rising sharply among younger people. The percentage of people younger than 55 diagnosed with colon cancer nearly doubled between 1995 and 2019. It was from 11% to 20% of cases. What's more, the cases have often been diagnosed as later, more aggressive stages of cancer. The United States, for a long time, was considered a pretty happy place to be, but happiness is a relative term. That's what the annual index that tracks it in countries around the world has found, as the United States and some other Western countries are falling well behind because younger people are feeling less and less happy. In the United States, dropping out of the top 20 for the first time since these numbers have been kept, drops all the way down to 23rd in the world from 15 last year. A big drop because of the well-being of Americans who are under the age of 30. The age disparity is stark. As the U.S., we're in the top 10 if you just look at people who are over 60 when it comes to happiness. But for those under 30, the United States ranks 62nd. The report is looking at well-being. It's not looking at the causes. But one of the editors of the report says that a myriad of factors, including economic inequality between generations in the U.S., is one reason that some people are saying there is such low level of happiness among American youth. And finally today, anti-drone companies are marketing a radio jamming device. They are selling it online despite the fact that the FCC says you can't do that. Several online retailers and drone technology companies are marketing the sale of radio frequency jammers as drone deterrents of privacy tools, sidestepping federal laws prohibiting such devices from being offered for sale in the United States. Now you'll find them for sale in places like Amazon and through Google. Radio frequency jammers are devices that interfere with communication systems, usually by sending out competing radio signals to confuse nearby electronics. It's old technology, Federal regulators have been trying to crack down on it, yet interest in jammers persists because people can use them to keep unwelcome drones away. They can disable security cameras or even block Wi-Fi networks with such devices. And that's today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines. It's 15 minutes past 5 o'clock.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.